You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 203, 666 and the Roman Emperors. Today's challenge, the Pope's title Vicarius Filii Dei, or Vicar of the Son of God, adds up to 666, identifying him with the beast of Revelation. Today's defense. Vicarius Filii Dei is not one of the Pope's titles, see Day 175, and a careful exegesis of Revelation shows that the number likely belongs to a Roman emperor. Literally translated, Revelation 13:18 says 666 is the number of a man. Revelation gives several clues about who this was. He was likely alive in John's day. Revelation 1:1 and 22:6 say that the vision John sees must soon take place. The beast has seven heads that represent seven hills, Revelation 17:9, suggesting the city of Rome. The heads also represent seven kings, five of whom have fallen, one is, the other has not yet come, and when he comes, he must remain only a little while. Revelation 17:10. This suggests the line of first century Roman emperors. The beast is associated with the Whore of Babylon, who John sees drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Revelation 17:6. This suggests the beast persecuted Christians, which the Roman Empire did. We're told people worshipped the beast, which had great military might. Revelation 13:4. The Roman Empire was the dominant military power of the day, and people worshipped the emperor by the Roman imperial cult. It is thus natural to identify the beast with the line of Roman emperors, and in a special way, with Nero. In Hebrew and Aramaic, the name Nero Caesar adds up to 666. A variant spelling adds up to 616, and this number is found in some ancient manuscripts of Revelation. Nero was famous for persecuting Christians, again strengthening his identification with the beast. See the Roman historians Tacitus, Annals 1544, and Suetonius, Lives of the 12 Caesars, Nero 16. In AD 68, Nero was declared an enemy of the state by the Roman Senate and committed suicide. He was likely one of the five fallen kings in Revelation 17:10. Two of Nero's successors in AD 69, Otho and Vitellius, emulated and honored Nero. See Suetonius, Otho 7, Vitellius 11, making them possible fulfillments of the prophecy of the beast's return after being struck down, Revelation 13:3 and 17, verses 8 to 11.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.